In our previous lesson, we discussed Psalms 22. It starts out with verse 1 saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then we turned the page. We went to the next chapter and we hear David crying out, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, what a mighty stoop of love that the eternal God, the Almighty, the God of the universe, the God who spoke everything into existence, what a stoop of love for him to assume the character of a lowly shepherd in order to show his love and care for us. David, the writer of these words, is not speaking as the shepherd. Although he was one, David here is speaking as a sheep, as one of the flock. It appears as though he is actually bragging. Look who my shepherd is, my owner. My Lord is my shepherd. David knew from firsthand experience that the life of the sheep depended on the type of person who owned it. Under some owners, the sheep would struggle, starve, and suffer endless hardships. Under an owner that was gentle, kind, intelligent, brave, and selfless, the sheep would flourish and thrive contently. David understood this. He understood both the needs of the sheep and the many responsibilities of the shepherd. David here compares himself to a sheep, a creature that is weak, defenseless, and foolish, one who is prone to stray, one vulnerable to the wolves. A sheep is an object of property, not a wild beast. A sheep is a domesticated animal and often is bought with a great price. 1 Corinthians tells us in the 6th chapter, you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Paul is telling them that your body and your spirit belongs to God. He goes on to tell them, you are bought with a price. Be not the servants of men. And then listen to Peter as he says, there were false prophets also among the people, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. These are those who would reject or refuse to acknowledge this fact. They deny that such a relationship even exists. They are repulsed at the thought that anyone can actually claim ownership or authority over them, God included. Therefore, and because he has purchased me with his own blood, he is entitled to say, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, he says, giveth his life for the sheep. There is within me a moving realization that I have been purchased and that I am not my own, nor am I on my own. I have a caregiver, one who will care for all my needs. In my mind, I get a picture, much like Jesus saw when he looked about him and saw the people scattered, hurting, poor, like sheep without a shepherd, who suffer from sin and Satan, people that have never known what it is like to belong to the good shepherd. It is amazing that men and women vehemently refuse and reject the claim of Christ on their lives. They fear that to acknowledge his ownership is to come under the rule of a tyrant. I admit many have painted a wrong picture of the good shepherd, but my Bible paints a picture of the good shepherd, of a shepherd that is kind, gentle, true.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.